Recently, a San Diego area congressman said the Navy should name one of its ships for gay rights pioneer Harvey Milk. Commentator Tommy Avicoli-Mecca hopes that won't happen. Let's hear from Tommy.
Bob Filner, a San Diego congressman of the Democratic persuasion, wants the U.S. Secretary of the Navy to name the next Navy ship after Harvey Milk, as in the famous gay activist and San Francisco's first openly gay elected official turned Hollywood star. Filner's rationale is simple. Milk served in the Navy during the Korean War, and the military no longer has a don't ask, don't tell policy, preventing openly queer folks from being all that they can be and killing civilians in other countries for God, oil, and profits, of course. Milk's nephew, Stuart Milk, told the San Diego LGBT Weekly, quote, "This action by the U.S. Secretary of the Navy will further send a green light to all the brave men and women who serve our nation that honesty, acceptance, and authenticity are held up among the highest ideals of our military," end quote. At the risk of sounding as if I'm on the same side as the right-wing Christian nutjobs who will no doubt oppose the idea because they hate queers, I think it's a bad idea. The Milk who served in the Navy and the Milk who less than two decades later defied the taboos of his day to have sex with men, grow his hair, smoke pot, and oppose the war in Vietnam were completely different individuals. It was like that back then. People were transformed by the incredible times we lived in. I know. I came out around the same time that Harvey Milk did. Even after he cut his hair and put on the politician's suit and tie, Milk never joined the log cabin Republicans. He often found himself pitted against a growing conservative trend within the queer community. It's one thing that gays can serve openly in the military. It's another to attach the name of a queer progressive who opposed war to a military ship. It's just not appropriate. It's like naming a Christian church after him. Milk was a Jew and an atheist. Or a bomber after Gandhi. What's next? Military recruitment ads in the gay newspapers featuring the village people and or hunky half-naked men? A pink heart medal for killing with a gay flair? A lavender box with a rainbow flag for our gay and lesbian corpses? Putting Milk's name on a Navy ship de-radicalizes him, just as the Hollywood movie did. It makes him a safe icon for American consumption. Like Mother's Day, which was the work of Julia Ward Howe, an abolitionist and an anti-war activist whose original call for the holiday was a protest against the carnage of war, not a way to feed the restaurant and flower industries. Is Milk's legacy going to be watered down to the point where those who knew him won't recognize him? A more fitting tribute to the gay rights leader would be making his birthday, May 22nd, a national holiday. That way, every year, people all over the country, especially young people, can be reminded of the legacy of Harvey Milk and the early gay rights struggle. It's a far better tribute than a ship that could end up in another of America's insane wars somewhere around the globe. Wars that if he were alive today, Harvey Milk would strongly oppose. I'm Tommy Avicoli-Mecca.